The family looked quite happy and normal, smiling serenely up out of the newspaper. Baby Ariana's arm waved vaguely out of her shawl. Harry looked above the picture and saw the headline, "Exclusive Extract from the Upcoming Biography of Albus Dumbledore," by Rita Skeeter. Thinking that it could hardly make him feel any worse than he already did, Harry began to read. Proud and haughty, Kendra Dumbledore could not bear to remain in Mauldon-the-Wold after her husband Percival's well-publicized arrest and imprisonment in Azkaban. She therefore decided to uproot the family and relocate to Godric's Hollow, the village that was later to gain fame as the scene of Harry Potter's strange escape from you-know-who. Like Mauldon-the-Wold, Godric's Hollow was home to a number of wizarding families, but as Kendra knew none of them, she would be spared the curiosity about her husband's crime she had faced in her former village. By repeatedly rebuffing the friendly advances of her new wizarding neighbours, she soon ensured that her family was left well alone. "Slammed the door in my face when I went around to welcome her with a batch of homemade cauldron cakes," says Batilda Bagshot. "The first year they were there, I only ever saw the two boys. Wouldn't have known there was a daughter if I hadn't been picking plangentines by moonlight the winter after they moved in and saw Kendra leading Ariana out into the back garden. Walked her around the lawn once, keeping a firm grip on her, then took her back inside. Didn't know what to make of it." It seems that Kendra thought the move to Godric's Hollow was the perfect opportunity to hide Ariana once and for all, something she had probably been planning for years. The timing was significant. Ariana was barely 7 years old when she vanished from sight, and 7 is the age by which most experts agree that magic will have revealed itself, if present. Nobody, now alive, remembers Ariana ever demonstrating even the slightest sign of magical ability. It seems clear, therefore, that Kendra made a decision to hide her daughter's existence rather than suffer the shame of admitting that she had produced a squib. Moving away from the friends and neighbours who knew Ariana would, of course, make imprisoning her all the easier. The tiny number of people who henceforth knew of Ariana's existence could be counted upon to keep the secret, including her two brothers, who deflected awkward questions with the answer their mother had taught them: "My sister is too frail for school." Next week, Albus Dumbledore at Hogwarts, the prizes and the pretense. Harry had been wrong. What he had read had indeed made him feel worse. He looked back at the photograph of the apparently happy family. Was it true? How could he find out? He wanted to go to Godric's Hollow, even if Batilda was in no fit state to talk to him. He wanted to visit the place where he and Dumbledore had both lost loved ones,